So nice to be here. If you don't like the way I dress, that's too bad. But I am not going to no funeral. I'm so happy to be here in Times Square. Good to see the good-looking man by the name of Pastor Carl. A beautiful wife. I call her in Spanish, Teresita. I always have felt comfortable to be in this pulpit. It's an honor. And I never take it for granted. I know that this is the most unique congregation. You look like a Christmas tree. You look so fine. You know, it is true. I was passing by, and let me say something that Pastor Carol didn't say. But one third of the budget that has been taken in Italy, especially, Times Square had been the one who had been behind this. And I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. A lot of people ask me, because this place is dangerous. But when Wilkerson came, Fort Greene Project was the worst project in all over New York, including the Five Borough. It was infected by gangs. And that was the place that they Wilkerson came. And that was the place that he found me. I didn't find Jesus because Jesus wasn't lost. Jesus found me. Never thought in my life that I'm going to be all over the world. And I don't know why. I'm not tall like your pastor. I am not blonde like Teresita. I'm just the average, good-looking guy. And I want to get into right away, because always Pastor Carol never get it. He want me to give my life a story 20 times a day if I let him. I don't know how in the world I fall for this. I did. But I'm going to do a combination of things, because I believe what I'm going to talk to you is the greatest miracle of all miracles. And this is all over the Bible. All the miracles that Jesus Christ, I'm going to go fast through them. Because I believe right now the whole world is in turmoil. Amen. I do believe that there's so many things is taking place that the only thing that I can ask you is called 911, emergency, call Jesus. And yet I'm standing here with one of the greatest moments of my life, knowing where I'm going. And I did make that choice. Nobody pushed me, nobody put a gun on my head. But I was the most super miserable young man in earth. And I know many of you can put yourself in that position. And because I was like that, it was, I can blame the environment. I can blame my parents for the evil that I did, for the people that I hurt, for my conscience that was completely froze. When you don't feel anything. And yet you began to understand that the Apostle Paul talked about something beautiful about peace. And he says so beautiful in Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. And the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. And that is the two areas that is not for sale. My mind and my heart belong to Jesus because he's the Prince of Peace. 24 hours. And that, to me, is the basis of what I really do believe. Yes, I'm going to be going to all those countries. Run, baby, run. It's a textbook all over Finland. So I'm going to be in different thousands of people that they are different. All of them, they are white. But don't worry. God made me to bring sunshine to those pale white people in Finland. Let's go to the miracles. Past miracles. Lazarus, dead, 4 days, resurrected by the power of the voice of Jesus Christ. That, what you call a story. And you find that in the book of John chapter 11, 43, 44. Showing that Jesus Christ had power over death. He did. Then you talk about a very emotional, and a lot of people talk so much about him, impulsive, by the name of Peter. And yet, there was something attractive about Peter being so young, because all the disciples were very young. One was 17 years old. But this Peter, there's something unique about him. He wanted to do everything that Jesus Christ did. And when he challenged Jesus when he was walking on the water, can I come too? And he wanted to show the other friends, which disciples who became apostles, that he can walk on the water. And you know what? Besides Jesus Christ, he did. He really walked a little bit. And bam! Never do it. Don't take your eyes away from Jesus. You're going to sink. So you got to call 911. Jesus. And all of these stories is fantastic because that shows that Jesus Christ is the master of nature. And then you see all the miracles. And I'm just going to go fast. Remember when Jesus was with his mother Mary and then went to a party time. And you know how mother sometimes get. My son. There's no more wine. And he did a miracle. He really turned the water into wine. Now, in the United States, we have over close to 30 million alcoholics. 1.3 million teenagers that are alcoholics. So what are we going to do? We're going to invite Jesus Christ now to change everything around. to turn the wine. He did it. Then another miracle. I love this one. When Jesus was walking, and there was a blind man screaming, yelling out of his lungs, just because the mentions of Jesus Christ that was passing by. And he was asking for mercy. He could not see, but he had a voice. And people were telling this poor man, be quiet. In New York, shut up. What's the matter with you? But Jesus was very smart, very clever. And there were a lot of noises. And he took that blind man by his hands and took him away from the crowd to pray for him. And there's one thing that Wilkerson never did when he came to my turf, my territory in Brooklyn. If he did that, he would be dead. Jesus spit in the eyes of this guy. That's an insult. But the poor guy, he cannot see. He didn't know it was raining. And then Jesus asking, can you see? Then he said, I see men like trees. No. When I do something, I do it complete. Not half a way. You don't get saved half a way. All the way or nothing. No. I'm going to pray for you again. Bang! His eye was open. And what was the first thing that he saw? The Creator, the Savior, Jesus Christ, face to face, right there in front of him. What a miracle. What a privilege. That's what Jesus is all about. He takes Mr. Nobody, Mrs. Nobody, and make them somebody. And there's a lot of people in this crowd that you need to be, your eyes need to be open so you can see Christ the way he is. And let me go to the story right away. Men can produce life, human life, children, but only God's Spirit can change you into a child of God. There's no other way. So I want to take somebody here that you might know. So for some of you, it might be boring. Is that the way you want to take it? Good for you. But I want to just go through him, and I'm going to put it together. Him and Nicky Cruz. And this is the way that story unfold. In John chapter 3, verse 1 to 6, This is how it started. Now there was a man of the Pharisee named Nicodemus. Not Nicky, Nicodemus. A member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, and I want to say, do you understand what I'm saying? My accent? My sexy accent? Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay, then now we are talking. Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who have come from God, for no one could perform miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him. In reply, Jesus declared, I tell you the truth. No one can see the kingdom of God unless it's born again. How can a man be born when he's old? It's impossible. It's insulting my intelligence. How in the world am I going to go back into the wombs of my mother? Can you see me going back? She will look like an elephant. It's impossible. But this man is asking me something impossible. That was what he asked. Surely, he cannot enter in a second time into his mother's womb to be born. But Jesus answered, I tell you the truth. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless it's born of water and the Spirit. Flesh can give birth flesh, which is mean death. But only he, Christ, can give the Spirit birth to a spirit. What it means, very simple. But his Spirit gave birth to the Spirit. That's the reason I think different. That's the reason I work different. That's the difference my life is different. My Lord, you know, a lot of people, I don't want to tell you how old I am, because that's not your business. But I'll tell you one thing. It is good to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. There's something there. There's something that comes from the inside. There's a beauty inside that makes you look beautiful outside, regardless if you're ugly. Seriously, there's a peace in your eyes. You can tell a person, wow, that person, he's so nice. Why that person smile? Because there's something about the Spirit. There's life. There's life. There's no death. And here's Nicodemus, had three encounters with Jesus Christ. One, alone at night. Two, defending Jesus. Three, after the crucifixion, preparing the body for burial. That's the three encounters of him. But I'm gonna put Nicholas and Nicodemus. Nicodemus was the opposite of Nicky Cruz. He was from a prominent upper class family, very affluent. I was born in the pit of poverty. Nicodemus was connected with the upper crust. He knew his theology and the scripture and history. He was a rich man. He was part of the religious elite. I was a son of a witchcraft father. What are two different here? Nicodemus went to the best university. He was well educated. Nicky Cruz, I was a kid from the street, a dropout that graduated from the gang. Both we were lost. Both need Jesus. Jesus don't care if you rich or you poor, or you black, or you brown, me, or you white. No. He's colorblind. He loves us all. He died for all of us. That's what Jesus did. The difference between him and myself. And that's the problem people have and with these things about born again. Let me extend myself more into my life. I was born in Puerto Rico. I'm Puerto Rican. When I came to New York, it was in the winter time. It was cold, January. And I came with short sleeve. From a tropical country to a cold Alaska day. I left with a broken heart, confused. I was started in troubles and I was 10. I was fighting when I was that age. And in that time, many things took place. And I believe that the devil take advantage many times because of our vulnerability. And I was vulnerable. My mind was open to anything. My heart was open to anything. And that's when the devil got in. I hated God. I cursed the name of Jesus Christ with four-letter words. And I never knew who he was. And here in Puerto Rico, I experienced the most two words that I don't desire this for anybody. Loneliness is a killer. And being unwanted. Being unwanted by somebody who pushed into the world of the living. To be born into a curse. To be a loser. To walk straight as my parents were walking straight to hell. And that included all my brothers. We was born, one of my brothers here. We was born in a curse. We was destined to go to hell. I will not see my grandmother or my grandfather. They will worship the devil. And hear all these things, my father. Very deep into witchcraft. My mother, I saw literally with my brother Eugenio, Jim, and Felix, one time we tried to sneak in. Seriously. This is the truth. They was having a sections, and some way, somehow, they brought this man that was already ready to go out of this earth. He was so skinny, so thin, and his eye was so deep. Then throw this man right in, on this table. My father is in the other side, sitting there, in the other side of the table, and my mother was on the other side. Then my father that used to call the healer used to come some way. This is how the devil is all about. And just in that moment, used my mother. And whatever the symptoms of this man or whatever he was going through, right there, went to my mother. She changed. Her eyes, her voice became like a masculine. It was the voice of this man that was sick, that was dying. Just to declare, look how the devil is. Look how Lucifer is. Dressing like an angel of light. And there my mother describing everything about this man, and my father is translating everything. And there he said, you got a curse. Somebody cursed you. Somebody wants you to be dead. In so many days, you will be dead. But one thing you should do, go to this place. Go back to your house. Go there, and you're going to find out there is a little casket, and there's about 7 bones there. And that's the wishes of death. Burn them. Consume them. And you will be healed. And you know what? He was healed. Did that have anything to do with Jesus Christ? No. No. That is to bound this man more deeper into belief. To take his eyes away from Christ, the Savior. The resurrected Christ. And here our eye was scared. I was scared. And you know what? About 7 little frogs, we saw it. It just flew out of his stomach. Hit the wall. Dead. This is what my background. At the time that she didn't recollect all these things, unto my brother Frank, that he's with Jesus, told him, yes, mom, you did that to him. She beat me and beat me. Knocked me out. Unconscious. Changing her voice. One day she was so sweet, the other day, no longer she was sweet. She punished me. And I believe my father felt that the best thing for me was to leave and to send me to New York. And here I came into New York. I thought that this is the land of the free. So you can go ahead to any store and get whatever you want and run, and that's free. I did it. This is the land of the brave. It was a war song. It was nothing but a war song. And I got cut into the things, into the social problems. I never knew that I had to run from one turf to another turf. For 2 blocks, there's another gangs. There was hatred between the Italians, the Puerto Ricans, the blacks, the Arabs. We were killing one another. And the sidewalk was full of blood. And this was the thing that received me. I didn't have nothing to do against white or black, because I have black and white. Not with blue eyes, but I am in between. And what I saw and what I did, what I went through, the hell that I went through, to be locked up in and out of jail, and see my brother Frank come and get me. To stand in front of that judge and lie. damning lie. And he knew I was lying. With an innocent face. New York City was a jungle, and it still is a jungle in some areas. And the law of the jungle, you behave like an animal. An animal don't know the difference between right and wrong. An animal has to kill another animal for survival. This was the land of the brave. A war son. Watching a 13-year-old kid be shot down just as the police armed, and he running because he's scared and killed the Puerto Rican boy. Watch another boy that want to be what you call the one to be. They want to be in the gang. They want to be in the little mamas. Want to show us that he can do whatever we did as we was in the gangs. And here we commit a heavy crime and we're running away from the police. And you know, in New York City, the building, someone, you can jump from one building to another building to another building to another building. And you better be careful. You are not running in nighttime. Because you jump from this building to another and you have to go all the way and be sure that you jump and make it. But when you watch that little boy that want to be try to jump and follow me and sail all the way down. You talking about pain? You talking about loneliness? You talking about being confined to four walls? You talking about being there, depressed? Walking in about 3 o'clock, high? And find yourself lonely, unwanted. Watching a seductive lady that tortured me come in about 3:30 and walking in and got into my chest, press me with so much depression. The thought was flashing like lightning. Commit suicide. 4 times I tried. Make up my mind, if I'm going to be in a situation with the police, I'm going to walk in straight to the gun and blow me away. Coming into a place that I can feel in that room, my mother talking to me, those moments when she was full of the devil, laughing, feeling total lonely. My best friend, what is good time, party time, it's all about tears, pain. Holding his head and watching die in my arms. He was 17, I was 18. With so many holes on his chest. Looking at the sky that was so gray that you cannot see. Could not talk. Just on my knees, holding his head. Try to show some feeling toward him, and I couldn't. I could not cry. I could not say goodbye. I never was taught to love. I never understood what love was all about. And here I'm watching my friend die, and here he tried to grab me by my head with one hand, and then he had no energy, went down. And I watch him die. Loneliness is so brutal. And it seemed like I never gonna make it. It was one problem to another problems. Disconnected from my family. I did love my brothers. It was a big gang. I don't need to come to New York City looking for a gang. We have a gang in our home. I got 17 brothers and one sister. Now don't grab, because that's no good, girls. 17 brothers and one sister. And her name, you know what? Carmen. She loved car and men. Spoiled a brat. How many times I got punished because that witch? Do I say that word correct? I was out of it. Gone. History. Hell. I was in hell. I experienced hell. What I'm going to do? If Jesus Christ is willing to go to hell and just pick somebody that he loves and bring him out of hell? Yes. That's how much he loved you. That's how much he loved Nikki Cruz. And who he used? Who? A skinny preacher from the hills of Pennsylvania. Never been in New York City. Pastor of a little church. Walking into our turf. In the turf of Jitterbug and bebopping. In those days. We don't want to hear nothing about anything. How in the world this preacher came in? Who brought this man to our turf? He was on the paper. That's the only thing we remember. Because they threw him out of a court when he tried to go and talk to this five guy who killed this boy by the name of Michael Farmer, which he was in the gang. He was crippled in a wheelchair below a saddle shotgun. And this man had the audacity to walk in and he wanted to convert again. That's easy, huh? He walking into a concrete jungle. He walking right straight to hell. And there, when I use hell, it's because there's a hell. Not a hill, a hell. And he just walking. You can't believe this guy. You knew him. He preached here. He was a pastor here. I don't know who was more skinny, Pastor Caro or Dave Wilkerson. Who was taller than the other one? But you know what? It takes a lot of guts. This is not for pussycats. Chickens are cowards are gutless. You got to have the heart and the guts of Jesus Christ to do it. So Wilkerson did it. He came with a guy who played the trumpet. That was a weapon to grab that trumpet and hit him and say, "Get out of here with your trumpet." And Wilkerson cannot sing. He can talk. And this man walking. And you know when he walked in? He didn't know what he's going to get into. I was with my girlfriend. I was a little stone high. Talking all these trap that you talk to the girls. "You look so fine." I like the way you talk. You come. When I say you come, you come. You understand? When I say you go, you go. And you jitterbug your way all over. And you think that macho man. You don't see the darkness in front of you because you're already there. You don't see the burning things that is inside of you because you're already burning. Your mind is gone. And there was no crack in those days. Your history. There's no way Nikki Cruz is going to change until this guy came in. And I was with my girlfriend. When I was with my girlfriend, I saw these people running from everywhere. And I said, what in the world is going on in our neighborhood? We don't have no party time here. So I told my girl, let's go and see what happened. My wife is here. This is just the story, please. I'm going tonight. I'm going to go home. I'm going to sleep with you. So here, I'm looking. I say, what in the world is going on over there? So, you know, out of curiosity, say, let's go and see what happened. So she say, no. You know why people get excited in New York City? Somebody got killed. That's the reason people are running to see who got killed. No, I want you to come with me. I want to see what's happened. Something in me want to go and see what happened. Surprise! You never know how the wind going to blow, from where it's coming or going. But I remember one thing, that this man got in there. And when I was running with my girl, I heard this guy say, God had the power to change your life right now, screaming. He didn't have no microphone. And when I got close and I heard the name of God, then I got upset. Then I started screaming. Then I started cursing. You shut up. There's no God. We are gods. We are the people. We are the mama. We got the power. That was a political speech. Nobody come to our turf and talk like this. We don't want to hear about this thing. Then I said, I want to see this guy. Look at this. I want to see the image of this guy. Get out of here. Pushing. I'm with some of my friends from the gangs. And there he is, face to face. Day workers. I look at him and I said, you? He was so skinny. Skinny. No offense. Didn't know how to dress. He got a black suit, a white shirt, and a tiny tie. The guy who gave that haircut to Dave Wilkerson, he was a butcher man. Today is a style. To make it worse, he got those thick, very thick, thick glasses. And then you try to suck him out. And when I tried, his eye was moving everywhere, up, down, this eye, all the way. I was getting dizzy. But there was something about that man. He wasn't possessed by the devil. He was possessed by the Holy Spirit, with the spirit of life, with a resurrecting power. And he had the guts to stand for what he believed. He didn't care if we kill him. Gwen was expecting a baby anytime in Pennsylvania. And when I went after him and attacked him and I spit at him, then I heard the voice of this man. In the beginning, he was nervous with a cracking voice to give me the message. I came over here to give you a message from heaven, Nikki. Nikki, Jesus loves you. I said, what? This guy is crazy. You're walking into the war zone to talk about love? That belongs to girls. You want to come over here to say that Jesus loves you, Nikki? And then I saw a change. And let me tell you something about the Holy Spirit. I saw it as a sinner. This man changed in front of my very eyes. Like a schizophrenic? He wasn't a schizophrenic. When I say he changed, he was overpowered by the Holy Spirit. There was something in him that possessed him. And then he got brave. Then he got guts. Then he told me right straight, go ahead, kill me. I said, what? Kill me. Do it in front of these people. Right now, do it. Nikki, you can cut me in 1,000 pieces. And you can throw them right there on the street. But remember every little piece will arise and cry out to you that Jesus loves you and I love you, Nikki. And you know what? The first thing that came in from my mouth was, go to hell. I screamed at him, go to hell. But he had done the message. The message had penetrated right here in my mind. I could not sleep for two weeks. Everything it was, Jesus love you, Jesus love you, Jesus love you, Jesus love you. Jesus love you, Jesus love you. In the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, Jesus love you. In the park, in the train, Jesus love you. Everything in Jesus love you. With my girlfriend, Jesus love you. What is wrong with me? In that filthy room that was full of the devil, now there's a voice. Jesus love you. Jesus love you. Let me finish. I went to see Wilkerson. My friend Israel, we spent some time, by the way, with some of my old friends, came to Colorado Springs. And there I went. I walked in thinking that controlled the whole thing. There was about 2,000 people there. A lot of Puerto Rican people backing him up. And there are 12 different gangs. Wilkerson was naive. You don't bring the enemy to be killed in a territory. No, nobody from that gang knew anything about Jesus. I never had heard nothing about Christ. And when I walk in, somebody gonna get killed. That night, somebody gonna get killed. Either from my gang or somebody gangs. But somebody gonna get killed. I don't know why this guy had brought all these gangs, 12 different gangs. And we took over. There was a girl, Puerto Rican girl. She was about 18 years old. She started singing. We didn't know that was a Christian place. So we started boogie. We started dancing all over the place. Hey, here, baby, have some of this. You're going to feel better. You're going to sing better. You understand? The poor girl, she dropped the microphone. She split. Wilkerson went down, picked up the microphone. He lost control of the crowd. We were making a lot of noise. We was challenging the other gangs. And this guy, call him whatever you want to call him, again had the audacity to ask the mama to collect the offering. We were a bunch of thieves.
We come from a neighborhood so bad that Dracula and Frankenstein was afraid to walk in. And here we walk in into the mouth of a man of God talking about Jesus Christ. Here he asked us to collect an offering. Here we went over there. We forced the people. People, poor people. Those people, they were so threatened by us that especially one guy tried to be so tough. And I said, put the money right here. He put one. No, seriously, he put $1 and I didn't like it. And I took the dollar and I hit on his chest. And this guy, he was, you know, very husky, tall, muscular. Those guys that they look at the mirror say, here and there. You know those guys? And then Tico was going to collect the money. And then I said, Tico, this is mine. This guy is mine. Come on, put the money. Put the money here. He put $1. And then when I hit on his chest, I said, no. I saw $20. Put that $20 here. You know what? He got guts. He told me, you don't tell me what to give. God, tell me what to give. I say, hold it. That God is up there and down here. And if you don't put this money right now, I blow your head off and you're going to go right there with him. Put the money here. He threw the whole wallet. I mean, ask him. I never saw so many people throwing their wallet. And David, in the end, take the driver license. So, here is your wallet, but not your money. Come and get it. But that is a stupid thing. Call it whatever you want to call. That was the thing that the Holy Spirit used. We collect so much money, we didn't finish. One of the guys said, what are we going to do, Nikki? We're going to steal the money. But no, I got something in me and said, no. I'm going to take every penny. No, nobody touch any penny here. I'm going to double cross him. He think that we are a bunch of thieves. Seriously. Tico told me, Nikki, we are thieves. I'm going to take that money to that man. I'm going to go. And nobody touch a penny. We're going to teach him a lesson. Put the money here. Went to the stage. Here. Every penny. Wilkerson said, thank you. I said, for nothing. But that was what the Holy Spirit used. The thing that looks so stupid, it was planned by the Holy Spirit. Because that night, something strange began to happen. I felt so good that I gave that money to that preacher. Because I never had done anything good. And I'm so proud that I gave that money to that man. And then I put my back against the wall and nobody saw me. I was laughing. And laughing and talking. Hey, Nick, you're a nice guy, man. Everybody think that you're a thief, but you're a nice guy. Look what you had done. You give the money to the preacher. Yes. That was a setup. The Holy Spirit set me up that night because something going to happen. Something going to happen that night. We don't know. I didn't know. But then it happened. The gang want to fight. No. No fight. Let that guy up there. Hey, you came to speak. Go ahead. Go ahead. And in 7 minutes, that man said whatever he had to say.
that man really says, the first 5 minutes were boring. Talking about a hooker by the name of Mary Magdalene. We have thousands of hookers in New York City. A bad guy, a demon-possessed man that Jesus rebuked all the demons. And he was free. What had to do with that demon-possessed man? We had thousands of demons possessed, including myself. But it was the last 2 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, it was those last 2 minutes. The thing that really captivated my imagination and took me to a long trip to Jerusalem. It was right there that I was just listening about the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. I never heard about it. What they did to him, that he was so innocent, that he wanted to do good. And they were beating him and beat him. Jerk his beard, making fun of him, call him names. And I was getting upset. And there, I just look at that man. And he said that they crucified Jesus Christ. It was the last 2 minutes. It was the crucifixion of Jesus Christ that did it. It was right there that I began to open up my mind, and from there, it's just I saw the picture. I deserve the electric chair. He deserved life. I was bad. He was good. He don't deserve that. And then he said that Jesus died. And there was a silence, a moment of silence. And David started crying so hard. And he say, he's not dead. He's resurrected from the dead, and he's here in this place. And he want to change your life. He want to touch your life. And then he look at me. He say, Nikki, let me pray for you. I say, uh-uh. No. It's going to take more than that. It was taking the prayer of so many saints that was in that place. Something that it will turn into blood. It turned into good. That night, I fought everything within me. I will never break down. I came forward because my friend Israel came forward. And because he wanted me to go with him. And I said in the beginning, no. And then said, come. I said, no, you go by yourself. Are you afraid to go by yourself? And Israel, okay, I go with you. What a good mistake. And I went. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know nothing about this Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The only thing I walked in, into his arms. That night it happened. It happened in front of those people. It happened to me. It was like a rush. It was something different. I start fighting. I'm fighting within myself. No, I am not going to cry. Nobody going to make me cry. I start biting my lips. So with the pain, I can forget everything. That wasn't enough. I start fighting those tears. No, I am not going to cry in front of my girl. I am not going to cry in front of my gangs. I'm not going to cry in front of those punks. That was me. And then I began to feel this pain inside of me. It hurt so bad. It began deeper. Like I was crushed. And I began to bite my lips. No, I'm not going to cry. I was holding on. No. Unto silent tears start coming down my cheek and drop right there on my little jacket. And then the pain became so strong that I was gasping for air. I was gasping. I was under so much conviction. I was in a place that I didn't know what to do. Wilkerson screamed at me, say something. Nikki, he's all over you. Talk to him. Tell him. I say, I don't know how to do it. You're sad. He loves you. He loves you, Nikki. And then I opened my mouth for the first time. That never I said in front of a judge. But now I'm in front of the presence of God. I'm broken. I could not hold those tears. The other gangs were crying so loud. And here I talked to God for the first time. And I told him this. I don't know who you are, Jesus Christ. This man say that you love me. I don't love you. I don't. I am not looking for you. Why are you hurting me? Until from the depths of my soul, I start crying out, help me. Please. Help me. Oh, Jesus, forgive me. Sorry wasn't enough. I repent. I change my weapon for the Bible. I commit my life, my spirit, everything within me, my soul, into the trust of our Lord Jesus Christ. That night, he set me free like a bird. That night I was free, free, free. That night I received Christ. I never knew how much he loved me. I never knew that I can love him so much. He did it. He answered a prayer. 2 years later, my mother got converted. 13 of my brothers got converted. 3 in the ministry. Blessed be the holy name of Jesus Christ our Lord. It's worth it to be where he is. And I'm here. Telling you the difference between Nicodemus and Nikki. And both came to Jesus. I'm the richest man in this earth. All right. All right. Where's the choir? Where's the three? Where are they? Over here. It's not tying off over here. Come on over here. Get some anointing in that piano. All right. We're going to have a party. Party time. Tonight, many of you are going to open up your heart to him, to Christ, and you're going to say, I want that Jesus that you have, Nikki, that Jesus that changed you. Those people upstairs, I want you to come down. Okay? Don't think that you're so high up there that you're close to heaven that you don't need to come down. You are going to ask you to come. I'm not going to beg you. I know that the Holy Spirit already is here convicting us. Amen. Just like he did it to me. Amen. It's going to take a lot of gut to do this. I want you to come with a humble spirit. Don't start looking to the left or to the right. Who's going to be first so then I can go? No, 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 that's a chicken. You're going to come because you are touched. You are sick and tired of the way you're living. You want that miracle to happen to you. You need to be born again. Everybody standing, please. Stand. Don't stay there. I want you to come right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Get up from wherever you are and you will say this prayer. God, if you change Nikki Cruz, you can change me too. You can change my children. You can change my husband. You can change my wife. I'm sick and tired the way I'm living. I want to see something new. I want to have that life that he's talking about. All right. Keep on singing now. The people are going to come from everywhere. Beautiful. You can bring your girlfriend, okay? That's good. That's good. Come on, you guys. Start making some. That's right. Get out from whatever upstairs. And I want you to meet those people in the other room. You are not alone. You are part of us, part of our hearts. I want you to come with not interfering, okay? Beautiful. That's right. Beautiful. Just do it. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. There's nothing to be afraid. This is my last challenge, my last call. I told you I'm not going to be staying here begging you. That's not my style. But I know that soon you're going to walk through those exits. Oh, one of the biggest things that you can do against you is to reject Jesus Christ, to reject him. Don't do it. Don't walk through those exits, please. Because this is a chance that you might never have again. He's going to talk to you so clear. You know that in your marriage you got problems. You are a single parent, calm. You are hurting. Now let me tell you something. And I'm going to say this in the spirit of the Lord. Right now we're living in a time that we hear a lot of voices and we cannot put it together. But I prophesy that the children, they're going to be wake up 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and they're going to run into your arms and they're going to start crying and telling you, Papa, Mama, there's something I can feel. God going to start using the children for us to come to Christ. And this is my last call, my last cry now. Have the guts to get out from your comfortable zone. And say, Dickie, pray for me. I need this Jesus that you're talking about, okay? Bring your family. That's the way to do it. Don't leave this place full of loneliness and emptiness. This is the moment of acceptance. Receive Jesus right now. Be born again. Tell Christ to give you a new heart, a new mind, just like he did it to me. Tell Jesus to fix those things that you cannot fix on your own.
tell Jesus, I need you. I want you. I'm tired. Bring your friend. Grab your friend. And I know your friend, when you extend your hands, it's going to come with you. And that's going to be my last call. Okay? We're going to sing with everything we have. I want that choir to go ahead and sing with everything you have. And that is my altar call. Get up from there and come in the name of Christ. You know what I'm going to do? A lot of people think, oh, you people are emotional. Yes. If we don't have no emotion, we're dead. But you know, we can sing together with the angel without no music. And sing that song. Because your future is locked up there. And I know some of you guys, you know that you're in love today, and you ladies. They're still coming. Nobody's rushing. I just want the pastor to buy me a steak. Just buy me a steak, Pastor Carlo. This is not free. Look at this, beautiful. I know that there's people on the aisle. Come here, Pastor Carlo. Come here with me. Bring that microphone. It's not you can have mine, but you have to throw me on the floor. Come. I want you to take a look. This is a man of God. That lady is a woman of God. They love you. I'm going to ask you to do the prayer because I did everything that I could.
Praise God.
Will you please stop who's standing, the youth over there, not the people who came forward. I want all of you to sit down as you make this prayer for all these people who came forward.
Praise God.
Okay? Look at this, the aisles. Go ahead, Pastor Carl.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Bless the Lord. Let's pray together. I want you to pray this prayer with me, everybody that's come to the altar today. Lord Jesus Christ, I am a sinner, and I deserve to be punished for the way I have lived. But you took my punishment upon yourself, and you paid the full price for the wrong I have done. Jesus Christ, Son of God, thank you for loving me. Tonight, I open my heart to you, and I receive you as my God, my Savior, my Lord, the one who will forgive me and love me all the days of my life. I will walk with you. Where you lead me, I will follow you. Give me the strength to go forward now and not go backwards. You have promised me a new life. And so this is what I've come for tonight. Give me a new song, a new heart, and a new mind. And let my life become everything that you, Jesus, wanted to be. I believe tonight that you are receiving me, you are forgiving me, and I am your child. Thank you for loving me. I believe that as of this moment, you have received me, you've made me clean, given me a future, and I am saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Praise the Lord.